720 WGN, John Landecker, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Guess what? Steve Bertrand Day isn't over yet. Hey, Steve, you there?
This day is never going to end, John Landecker. Even I'm tired of me.
I went all over the internet looking for something, you know. We got any funny thing about a Steve Bertrand, or has Steve done anything, you know, with I? And there was a lot of stuff of you giving tours of GN. And then I ran across this guy named Steve Bertrand, who was in 2002 doing the Star Spangled Banner at the LA Dodger Stadium. He was, and I thought, well, I'll play that. I mean, obviously, that's not you. And for all I know, it's not even a relative, but I thought it was
the
sort
Tories.
Of. The Tories.
The band was the Tories?
Yeah, the band was the Tories. I guess they were some sort of alt-rock, punk-rock band. Wow. I had never heard of them before. And, you know, obviously...
Not me either.
Obviously, I just took it because it said Steve Bertrand. Look, the real reason that I wanted to get you on is I didn't want to milk this anymore. I thought that... I thought that what happened today on Lisa's show was absolutely spectacular. I listened to the whole thing. It was just awesome. She was awesome. You are awesome. Guests were awesome. It just reeked of awesomeness. But something happened a few weeks ago when I happened to be downtown for Museum of Broadcast Communications, and it had been announced that you were leaving. And so I came into the newsroom to say goodbye, and then later in the hallway, I guess we were getting our picture taken, and you said to somebody, I've known this guy for over 30 years.
Yeah.
And I went, gosh, that's right. That really hit me. Maybe I don't think a lot of people realize that because I haven't spent the past 30 years here at WGN. But I would come in, I would leave, I would come in, I would leave. And, you know, let's face it, I was extremely uncomfortable in the beginning. But if I saw you in the newsroom, even over at the old studios in the Tribune Tower, if I saw you sitting there, I felt such a sense of relief because... I knew that you would, that things would be easier, that you would be there, that you would somehow make it easier for me. I mean, you make it easy for everybody. It wasn't like you were doing something special, and I just wanted to thank you for that. It was,
Well, look, you're special. You are special. And we got to know each other when we were both reviewing movies back in the early aughts, I think.
Yeah.
And, You've always been such a kind person and when I first started hanging out with you a little bit, I was so intimidated by you.
Oh, please.
And you're just, I know that's what, when people say that, I'll be like, are you kidding me? But you know, you're just such a welcoming guy. And, you know, for me to retire and start my day with Bob Surratt and end it with John Landecker,
wow.
It's just, it's a dream come true.
Well, I appreciate those kind words. I have, so tell me, what did it feel like walking out of the station today?
You know, it's a really good question. And everyone's saying you're walking out for the last time. And I just haven't felt it yet. I mean, I think I'm going to be back around. We're talking about doing some podcasts and things.
See,
so
I knew it. Absolutely. Yeah. Right. It's like, you're not disappearing. Yeah. I mean, in fact, I'll bet you'll be looking at your neighbors through your window nation.
Yeah, window nation.
You're looking at your neighbors. I mean, you know, that's not going to go away, right?
I don't know if I'll keep doing that, or they'll probably find someone else there, but which is totally cool. But it's just been, people are kidding me saying I grew up listening to you, but I grew up listening to you.
Yeah, I know.
And you were the epitome of cool. And then when I met you and realized you're not that cool, you're just a regular guy.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great day. I mean, but it was overwhelming. You know, just and for you to say that too, it's like, that's the thing I'm taking away from this is it's just been overwhelming. And, you know, I think it's true not for just me because it's now for me, but for all of us, we don't pause to understand the impact. Or we don't have the, I was lucky because I had a chance for people to tell me what it meant to them. But I think we don't realize the impact we have on other people so often. It could be the smallest action, but they make impressions and they last. And, you know, I'm going to really try to take from this that, and that, you know, I'm going to tell people how important they are and let people know while I can that, you know, what they meant to me. And you're one of those guys, John. I mean, it's so funny you describing me as welcoming and putting me at ease. That's exactly the way the impact you've had on me. And when you came in, all gussied up in your suit and everything, and we took our pictures.
Yeah,
that was a great moment for me, John. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, it's just I'm working with.
Well, loyalty, I appreciate. I appreciate that. And you know, the idea that you don't know what effect you're having on people.
Yeah,
I will bet just about everything that I have that you are going to be hearing reactions from listeners for the next 30 to 40 years until the day that you leave the planet. Someone will come up to you somewhere in some place, probably weekly, maybe even more than that, when they find out who you are, and they'll tell you. They'll tell you how much you meant to them. And it'll be very, it's heartwarming and unexpected. Let's put it that way. Anyway,
totally unexpected. Totally.
Yes, I mean, it is.
I mean, I'm hearing stories from people. You know, and you know this too. I mean, people were calling up crying on the air today.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just me, man.
Well, you know? I know, but it's hard for people on this side of the microphone sometimes to gauge at all what it means to the people who listen. You just don't. There's no way that you can know. And it's very gratifying to get that kind of feedback. I'll let you go. I didn't mean to keep you here for this long. I mean, I'm sure you've got things to do. I mean, oh, wait a minute. No, you don't. You're not coming to work tomorrow. I heard that.
Yeah, but I've been in traffic for an hour and a half, so you know how old men are.
There was a text out here that said, oh, he's coming on, huh? Well, I hope he's stuck in traffic. Well, apparently he is.
Yeah. One more time.
So I got a text from Ashley who said, I'm coming back from City Hall. I've got the proclamation. I said, no kidding. And she said, they misspelled his name. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Which, like you said, it's a WKRP moment. And they're going to, of course, make good. But a little bit later, I will recount a story where my name was misspelled on something 20,000 times.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all the best to you, Steve. Thanks for coming on. And
I love you, bud.
Love you too, man.
I want to see you down the road. I'll see you again.
You bet. Count on it.
Okay, be good.
You too.